is a story that I caught out of my own personal life and experience. Peace be with you, my brother. Yes, by all means, come and sit here with me. You ask me, where is God when his people suffer? You ask me, where is God when I suffer? Where is God when things go wrong in my family? And I know of the pain that you're going through, and I know the pain of your family. You say, where is God? My brother, God is here with us. He has run out to meet us and to be with us. He is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us in Jesus. How did I find him? Well, I had two sons. The oldest, what a good and hard-working boy he was, always honouring his mother and me, always out in the fields working hard. The young one, how easy it was for me to love him. But he said to me, Dad, I don't have to do what you tell me anymore. I'm a man. I don't have to do what you tell me. I'm as good as you. Give me my inheritance and give it to me now. I want to live my own life. And so I gave it to him. And he took it all. A couple of days later, he packed everything and left and lived in a foreign country where he wasted all of his money on wine and women and song and drugs. After a while, all the money ran out, and so too did his friends. He was so hungry and so desperate for a job that he got a job working for a pig farmer. Can you imagine how degraded he must have felt, he, a Jew, working as a pig farmer? I couldn't understand why my son would leave home and live as a street kid. And I said to myself, what have I done wrong? Am I such a bad father that he would prefer to live on the streets and as a beggar than living at home with me? And like you, I too said to God, where are you? Where are you? What have I done so wrong that you would do this to me? I would go out searching for him. I could not bear to see my son suffering at the hands of the wicked or at his own hands for the life of degradation that he was living. Sometimes I would find him in houses and on the streets and in parks that sent shivers up my spine, the people that he was living with and the way he was living. Sometimes he was happy to see me, but just to get some money or some food or some clothes for more alcohol or more drugs or more of his life. All this time, his brother and sister, it hurt them so badly. It was so hard for them to find the power and strength to forgive. They had been hurt so badly, and especially when they saw what their brother had done to us, his mum and his father. And they were angry. They were angry at him for all the pain and suffering he had caused to us. And they were angry at us because we wanted to walk him back home. And so I would go out onto the streets and the highways and the byways to look for him. One day I saw him and I rushed. It wasn't him. It wasn't him, and my heart sank. And there was that day I heard of that fire in that old house where the street kids used to live, and a number of young boys were killed, burnt to death. And I waited all day for someone to give me the news that my son had been killed. Fortunately, it was not him, but I knew how those parents must be suffering that night when they heard the news. All this time, there he was working. Until one day, working in that pigsty, he said to himself, "Why, even my father's servants, they eat better than I do. I know what I'll do. I'll go back home and say, Dad, I'm sorry. I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. And I'd gone out on the road, as I usually did. And there I saw him. And I rushed to meet him, ran to meet him. You know, I think he must have been practicing all the way home what he would say. But before he could get the words out of his mouth, I reached out and hugged him and took him in my arms and lifted him back to his feet. And I hugged him and I kissed him. And I took off my What a sight we must have looked. Me, an old man, supposedly a man of honour, stripped half naked, and here's my son, dirty and smelling like a pigsty, dressed in a rich man's robe. And as we walked home, someone came towards us and looking at my son said, "What's that?" That's my son. This is my son. When we got home, I called to one of the servants, "Quick, go and get a cloak to put on him. Get the family ring and put on his finger. Go and kill the calf we had been fattening for the feast day, because my son was dead and he's come back to life. He was lost and now he's found." Yeah, and by the way, give him a bath, please. He's dead. All this time, my older son was out in the fields working as usual. When he came back, he heard the sound of singing and dancing. He called to one of the servants, "What's going on? Your brother has come home and your father's thrown a party." And he wouldn't come in. And just as I had always gone out for my younger son, I went out for my older son. "Come, please. Your brother was dead, he's come back. Come, come." "This son of yours," he said, "he's wasted all your money on wine and drugs and food and sin. And he comes back home and you throw a party for him. All these years I've worked for you. I've never once disobeyed any of your rules. You never once gave me even a lamb to have for a party. But he comes home. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Oh, my son, I love you. I have always loved you. There is nothing you could do that could make me love you more than I do right now. But your brother was dead. And he's come back to life. He's lost and he's found. And it's only right that we should celebrate." You know, my brother, I'd thought all those years, where is God? And I found him in my own heart when I realized that a man like me, with all my faults and failures and all my sin, could still love and would give up my life to save my son. That if I could do this, how much more does my Father in heaven love me? And if I would go out searching for my son, how much more indeed does my beloved Father in heaven rushed out to look for me, indeed sending his own son to find me. I'd always thought that sin was breaking rules. Now, my young son broke many of the rules, but that's not broke our heart. What broke our hearts was when he refused and rejected the life and the love we gave him. And I realized then, that day, how many times I had rejected the life and the love that God had given to me. So where was God, you say, in all of this? Where was God for my young son? He was sitting there in the pigsty with him, whispering words of love and whispering words of mercy and whispering words of forgiveness. And where's God for my oldest son? He's out in the fields with him right now, whispering words of gentleness and compassion into his ears. Where is God, my brother? Look into your own heart. Just close your eyes right now, my brother, and look into your own heart and see the love that's there. And you know what the love of God our Father is. Look around you right now at these men of God, and you'll see the heart of the Father in their love. Peace be with you, young sons of God.